Rabbanan, Rabtaf Gimel Lamed Aleph, the bottom of the Yomid. Tana Rabbanan, Mipnei Shloisha Dvorim, Ein Nichnosen Lechube. Because of three reasons, one is not allowed to enter a chube, a mokim that was once a binyan, a building, and it became destroyed. Mipnei Cheshad, Mipnei HaMapoiles, or Mipnei HaMazikit. And the Tanna seems to, since the Tanna says Mipnei, 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 because of Cheshad, because of Mapoiles, because of Mazikin, so it seems that each reason is sufficient, that one should not enter a chube, because there's a Cheshad, there's a chash, it might fall in, it might cave in, umibnei hamazikin. Let's see what Rashi says. Rashi says, mibnei chashad, shelo yaimru zayna mulchenes loishop. People shouldn't be choshed him, and maybe he's going into mokim tsanua in order to be nichshol nachet. So there's an inyan v'yisim nekiyim Hashem Yisrael. A person should not do a pu'ula which people might think that he is doing something wrong. Umipnei hamapoiles shechoimes hachuva ruwa, the wall of this building is shaky. Umisukinu pen tipper lachoima olo, if part of the binyan, part of the building fell in already, so now one can expect the rest will also fall in soon. So it is a danger to go into such a building, pen tipper lachayim ha'olam. And the third reason is mipnei ha-mazikin, because of mazikin. In order to a little bit understand what the inyan of mazikin are, in Pirkei Avos it says that there were many things that were created bein ha-shmoshes of Erev Shabbos, and one of the inyanim which were created Erev Shabbos was the mazikin. The mazikin were created bein hashmoshes of Erev Shabbos. The Medrash derives this from a pasuk. The pasuk says, "Asher boro elikim lasois." The pasuk is unclear. Boro is a lashon oval. The Rebbeinu Shalom had created. Lasois would seem that he still wants to create something. So the Medrash says, Eilu hashedim, shebora nafshiseyen acheloi bora gufon, kidesh ha-shabbos. The Rebbeinu Shalom created the nefashis of the mazikin, but the guf of the mazikin, there wasn't time, there was a cheshbon for this, al koponim, the guf of the mazikin were not created because it became Shabbos right away. V'hinicham, v'nishar ruach b'loi guf. So we have a creation that was ruach without a guf. The Ramban in Vayikra, and they bring down a Rekanti that explains the Ramban. The Rekanti says as follows. Kol hanivroim bo'ilom ashofel azeh. Whatever was created on this world, bein balechayim, people, animals, balechemeach, things that grow, vahadoimim, or objects that don't grow, as stones, etc., mulkovim midalad yisaidis, are put together from the dalad yisaidis, ofal, eish, ruach, umayim. Everything was created through a combination, a cover of the Dalad Yesodis. The Shadim were created from two Yesodis, from Eish and Ruach. And the Ramban explained something that was created from the Dalad Yesodis, so there is a guf gas, there is a body, umugish lasogas adam, a person can see it, a person can feel it, that is the things which were created from the Dalad Yesodis. Ha'ashedim ha'mulkovim mi'beis Yesodis, The Shadim, which were created through the combination of these two Yesoides of Eish and Ruach, Gulfdak, this is a very thin type of a creature, Einenu Mulgish Bulei Musig L'chushei Ha'odom. A person cannot see or be Malgish or be Masig the Shadim. But sometimes, Hei Mislapshim Tzura La'einei Ha'roim. They can sometimes dress themselves up, and then they are recognizable by people. But Al Koponim, we'll have Keseder in Mesechtes Broches, there is such a thing of Mazikim, and the Mazikim in joy to be found in places which were destroyed. The places of destruction, that's where they enjoy themselves. So, Memela, a person should not enter a Chuve because of Mazikim. And that's the third reason. So we have three reasons, and it seems each reason is sufficient. So why does the Tanna have to give us three reasons? Mipnei chashad, so the Gemara asks, v'tepiklei mishum apoilis. Why do you have to have the reason of chashad? Tepiklei mishum apoilis, there's a chashash sakone. The wall might fall in. So the Gemara answers, bechadati. We're speaking about a new building. So Rashi says, Shanofla Mechadosh, that just fell in, Shahachoyma, it's a, the Yaivitz makes a grais, Shahachoyma, the wool, Shaloinofla, which as yet did not fall in, Oideno Becheskosa, is still strong. That means if a building collapses because of old age, so then one has to worry that the whole building will collapse. But if a new building, a chelik, a part of the building collapses, one doesn't have to worry that the rest of the walls that are standing will fall in. So when the Tanya said the reason of chshad, he's speaking about a new building. So there's no chshash mepeilus. V'teipik lei mishum mazikin. So the Gemara asks, but there's another reason of mazikin. So the Gemara says, betray. The nafkemina will be if two people enter this chuve. By two people, there's no chash of mazikin. The mazikin will not start up with two people. So the Gemara asks, I betray, if we're speaking about two people, chshad nami leke. There is no chshad. So Rashi says, chshad nami leke. Disnan avol isha misyachedes im shnei anoshim. Just like there's no isur yichud with two men, so there's no chshat. So if it's two, so where then there's no chshat? So the Gemara answers, betrei upritzi. The nafkemina will be if these two people are pritzim, they're not ksheirim. So Rashi says, domrin in hosom loishonu elo b'ksheirim. The whole halacha that there's a heter yichud, one woman with two men, that is dafke, if these two men are anoshim ksheirim, they are not ksheirim, there isn't a heter of yichud. So the mele, there will be a chshat. Mipnei ha-mapoilus. Now there was a second reason, mipnei ha-mapoilus. V'teipik lei michshum chshat u'mazikin. So the Gemara says, betrei u'ksheiri. If you have two people which are anoshim ksheirim, so there's no chshash of chshad, no chshash of mazikin. Mibnei ha-mazikin, v'teipik lei mibnei chshad u'mapoilis. So the Gemara answers, b'chu b'chadati, u'betrei u'ksheiri. So there's no reason of sakone, and there's no reason of mazikin. There's no reason of chshad. I betrei mazikin amileke. If we're speaking about two people, so there's no chash of mazikin also. So that the Gemara answers to terutzin. Bim kaimam chayshinon. So Rashi says, bim kaimam chayshinon, bimokim shehein mitzuyin todel. A place where they were keveya mokim, they're there always, they're ruggled to be there, chayshinon afilu betrei. So then, we are afraid that even two people are not protected walking into a place where mazikin are rogel to be. And Taisu says the same, Shat, bim kaimam chayshinon, perish. Sheyadua, we know sheregilim shama mazikin. We know klar that mazikin are there. Vahid la'el, the betrayal pritzi leka mishum mazikin, ayri bestam she'en regilim. We don't know. We don't have a history that this place is rogel to be a mokim kavua for mazikin. But here we're speaking about that bimkoima, the rogel to be here. Biboy yisayma la'olam b'chat, could be we're speaking about one person. Ubechu b'chadeti dekoi b'dabra. We're speaking about a destroyed building that is not standing next to the city. It is far out in the midbar. The hosa mishum chshad leka the isha b'dabra l'shchicha. Such a chube, no one would be choshed that there is an isha there because they don't venture out in such places. So there's no chshad. Umishum mazikin ike, and there is a chshash of mazikin. B'dabra Rashi says b'sode, in a sode. This building was in a sode. Tana rabon. Arba mishmores avi halayla divrei Rebbe. Rebbe holds that there are four mishmores in the night. Rabbi Nosson Oimer Sholosh, there are three mishmores in the night. Maitaime de Rabbi Nosson, what is the reason of Rabbi Nosson? How did Rabbi Nosson know that there are three mishmores in the night? Tchsim, because it says in the Posik, Vayovoi Gidoin Umeyo Ish Asher Itoi Bikzei Amachne. Gidoin and 100 people that with him came to the Kzei Amachne, Reish ha'ashmura hatichayna, the beginning of the middle ashmura. Tana, we learned in Abaraise, ein tichayna, if the posik depicts this ashmura, that it's in the middle, ein tichayna ela sheyesh lefoneho ulacheho, that there's ashmura before it, and there's ashmura afterwards. So it seems that there are three mishmores in the night. If there would be four mishmores, so why is the second one called Tichayna? The Rebbe, what did Rebbe do with this posik? My Tichayna, achas mina Tichayna shebe Tichaynis. It's one of the two middle ones. Since there are four mishmores in the night, so Reish Hashmura Tichayna means one of the Tichaynis. And the two middle ones are called a Tichayna. Rab Nosson miksiv tichayne shebe tichayne, tichayne ksiv. Therefore, it's, he brought a ride that there are three mishmores. My time of the Rebbe, what is the time of Rebbe that Rebbe says that there are four ashmuris? Omer Rab Zrika, Omer Rab Ami, Omer Rab Yeshua ben Levi. Kosov echad oimel chatzois laila okum lohoides lecho al mishpatei tzidkech. One posik says that David HaMelech got up in the middle of the night. That's one posik. The kosov echad oimel kidmu einai ashmurais. That when he got up before two ashmurais. Hoketza. So how is this possible? Arba mishmoris hava alayla. So that proves that there are four mishmoris in the night, and each mishmor consists of 3 hours. So if David HaMelech got up by chatzois, so there are 6 hours ahead of him, so that's kidmu einai ashmuris. Okay, tzad, arba mishmoris hava alayla. So that is proof that there are four mishmoris in the night. Rabbi Nosson sover lo ke Rabbi Yeshua. So what did Rabbi Nosson do? Rabbi Nosson has a tremendous problem. Here the Pasuk says that David HaMelech got up chatzais. And this was before two Ashmuris. According to Rabbi Nosson, it's only before an Ashmur and a half. It's before an Ashmur is 6 hours, so it's 4 and 2. So what's shot in the Pasuk? Kidmu einai Ashmuris. So the Gemara answers, Rab Nosson sover lo ke Rabbi Yeshua. This nan, Rabbi Yeshua oimer, ad sholei shois, shekein derech melochim lamoid b'sholei shois. That Rabbi Yeshua says, there's a machloikis further, Daf Tes Amud Beis, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Elezer. Rabbi Elezer says that the Zman Krishme Shel Shachris ends by Honetzach Amo. The Zman Krishme Shel Shachris, one has to be finished by the Netzach Amo. That's what Rabbi Elezer holds. Rabbi Yeshua holds Ad Sholei Shois. The Zman of Krishme ends at the end of 3 hours in the day. Shekein derech melochim lamoid b'sholei shoyz. The pasuk says, uviku mecha. So you have to make a census, when do people get up? So even though the hamoinam, the working people, get up, can't afford to wake up in the shor shlishis b'yoyim, the third hour of the day, they have to go to work, but the melochim have time to get up the third hour of the day. So therefore, Rabbi Yeshua holds that the Zman Krishma extends till the third hour of the day, because the third hour of the day is the Zman Kime, that's when the Bnei Melochim and the Melochim get up at that time. So the Gemara answers that Rab Nosson holds, Rab Nosson sover lo ke Rabbi Yeshua. This man, Rabbi Yeshua Oimer, Ad Shoresh Shal, Ad Sholei Shoyt, the Zman Krishma is till Sholei Shoyt, Shekein derech melochim lamed v'sholei shoyz. That's called uviku mecha. Shiz delelya v'tarti diyemoma. Havelu shtei mishmores. So it comes out, you have 6 in 2. Let us see what Rashi says on this gemara. Kidmu einai ashmureitz. Alma chatzis laila shayedavid oimed shtei mishmores yesh behem. After Chatzos Laila, there are 2 mishmores. Rab Nosson Omer Lecha, Haikidmu Einai Ashmureis Tekoma David, Kidmu Lishal Melochim Koma. So he got up 2 mishmores before the other Melochim. Shedal Kon Lamoid B'Sholei Shoyz Bayoy. The Melochim start getting up the third hour of the day. Betchila shoshlishis, they get up the beginning of the third hour. And David HaMelech said that I'm better than betalti di moment shisham alochim yishainim. She's the laila chatzis laila havishay shoyz. You have 6 hours of the night. Betalti di moment shisham alochim yishainim. The other malochim are still sleeping. Havelu talti mishmorei shal shmoyne shoyz. He says, David HaMelech said, he was showing that he's different than the other Melochim. The other Melochim first start getting up after 2 hours of the day. And he got up 8 hours before them, 2 Ashmoiris. Kidmu Einai Ashmurais. So that was the godless of David HaMelech. He got up 8 hours before them. That's what Rashi says, that they started getting up after the second hour, betchilas, shoshlishis, they start getting up the beginning of the third hour. Rashi, so the Mefarshim explained, Rashi does not mean that the Zman Kriyishma only extends till the beginning of the third hour. That means the Melochim start getting up from the third hour and further. There's lazy ones that by them they won't get up till the end of the third hour. So therefore, when we're speaking about uviku mecha, this man when people still get up, one can find in a palace that there are bnei melochim that are getting up by the end of the third hour. So the end of the third hour is still considered zman kimeh. But when David HaMelech was saying his milas, he didn't want to say he's better than the lazy ones. That's not a compliment. But al kaponim, even the zrizim of the malachim, they started getting up the beginning of the third hour. And so memele, so he got up 8 hours before the first of the malachim that got up. That is pshat in the Gemara. The tzlach is mo'irer, the tzlach asks, why did the Gemara have to say he holds like Rabbi Yehoshua? We mentioned before there's a machlokes, Rabbi Elezer and Rabbi Yeshua, till when the Zman Krishma is. Rabbi Yeshua holds the Zman Krishma Uvukumecha means till when the latest people get up, and that's till the third hour of the day. Rabbi Eliezer has a different limud or a different translation of Uvukumecha, so he says till Haneitzacham. But the Mitzias, when B'nai Melochim get up, that's not a machlekes. So if David HaMelech, what does this have to this man, what does this have to the Shvach of David HaMelech? David HaMelech said, Kidmu Einei Ashmureis, I get up to Ashmureis before the Melochim get up. So why does the Gemara have to say, Sova Loke Rav Yeshua? He doesn't have to hold like Rav Yeshua. If he's comparing himself to the other Melochim, he's better than the other Melochim. And well, according to Rabbi Lezer, it's also he's better than the other Melochim. So why did the Gemara say, Rav Noson, Sova Loke Rav Yeshua? Rav Noson holds like Rav Yeshua. So the Tzlach says, really, the Gemara didn't mean it. We see Rabbi Yeshua said this man of Kimis Melochim is the third hour, so the Gemara mentioned Sovalok Rabbi Yeshua, but not really he holds like Rabbi Yeshua. That's what the Tzlach says. The Shagasaya says no. He says according to Rabbi Elezer, so this man Krishma is when till the Netzach Hamel. So you couldn't find a Yiddish Melech that would wake up after 3 hours. He has to learn Krishma. He's comparing himself a godless keneged a goyish melech. That's no kunz. He was saying afilu legabi yiddish melochim I'm better. So according to Rabbi Elazar, the yiddish melochim he wasn't two ashmuras better than them because they got up right before the nates. So that's he says sovelok Rabbi Yeshua. So according to Rabbi Yeshua, the melochim held like Rabbi Yeshua. They hopped on Rabbi Yeshua. So then according to Rabbi Yeshua, they had 2 more hours to sleep. So according to Rabbi Yeshua, he could say, Kidmu Einai Ashmuret. That's what the Shagasaya says. Ravashi Omar Mishmora Opalgo Nami Mishmoris Korolo. That 6 hours, which is a Mishmor and a half, is also called Mishmoris. Past Kidmu Einai Ashmuret. Va Omar Anu Memre of Rav Zrika, Omer Rabami, Omer Rav Yeshua ben Levi. A new halacha, nothing to do with before. Ein oimrim bifnei hameis elo dvorov shel meis. A person is not allowed to speak bifnei hameis elo dvorov shel meis. Only the dvorim shel meis will explain soon what that means. Omer Rabbi Yabe bar Kahane lo yamoron elo bedivrei Torah. So the Isser to speak b'fnei ha-meis, elod vorov shel meis. What are we excluding? What is one not allowed to speak b'fnei ha-meis? Lo yamoron elod b'divrei Torah. Divrei Torah, one is not allowed to speak b'fnei ha-meis. Avol mili di alma leslon bo. But stamazay to speak b'fnei ha-meis mili di alma, that doesn't matter. One is allowed to speak mili di alma in front of a meis. The Ikeda Amri, Omer Rabbi Abba Bar Kahane, Loyamoron, Afilu Bedivrei Teure, Becholshkein Mili Dialme. That not only Divrei Teure, Avade Givis Mili Dialme, one is Avade Givis not allowed to speak. Let's see Rashi, and then we'll start explaining the two Lashonis. So Rashi says as follows, Elo Lidvar Haloche, so Rashi says, also lesape lefono. One is not allowed to speak divrei teire bifnei hameis. Why not? What's wrong? Shahakel chayovin lesape behen. Everyone is mechuyev to speak in divrei teire. Bahameis doimim, and the meis is quiet. He can't speak. So he's over an iser and mishlei, he's ridiculing a poor person. That means that speaking divrei teire in front of a mace, and the mace is a doimim, so that's a loyig larosh. It is very interesting how Rashi explains the loyig larosh over here. Rashi says, Hakel chayovim lesaper behem. Everyone is mechuyev. Everyone is mechuyev. Now, lechayre, let us think for 1 minute. Is a meis also mechuyev to speak in divrei teire? or is a mace potter to speak in Divrei Torah? Now, if a mace would be mechuyik to speak in Divrei Torah, then the Gemara is very understandable. Everyone's mechuyik, and he's able to be mekayim his chiyuv, and the mace is mechuyik and he can't be mekayim his chiyuv. So that's loig larosh, that's a shtech, that means, but the klal is meisim achofshim in a mitzvah. A meis is potter. So what's the loig larosh? What's the loig larosh? You're potter now. Is there such a halacha? Let us say a person became rachmonen etzlan ha-shoyte. Before he was a bardas, he was mechuyev in mitzvahs. Now he became a shaita, so he's potter min a mitzvah. A shaita is potter min a mitzvah. Is there such a halacha that when I'm standing next to the shaita, I'm not allowed to speak in Divrei Torah? Because I'm a chuyiv and he's potter? I can't. There's no fine. I'm a chuyiv, I should speak in Divrei Torah. He's potter, so he's potter. Where's the loig l'rosh? It is very difficult to understand what Rashi is telling us over here. Rashi says that he's mechuyev and the mace is a doimim. It would seem from Rashi the mace is also mechuyev and he can't be mekayim mischir. But that is definitely not true. Mace machofshim in a mitzvitz. So I don't understand the Rashi. Agav uche, there's a very interesting shaila that is brought down lahaloch. We're speaking about that one is not allowed to speak Divrei Torah b'fnei ha-meis because of loig l'rosh. That I'm a chuyiv and he can't speak. What will be the halacha if the meis is a lady? Or if the meis is a cotton? That is potter min ha-mitzvahs. What will be the din there? Ein oimrim l'fnei ha-meis el dvorov shal meis al b'divrei Torah loy. Does meis mean a godel? Or does mace mean anyone? If it's anyone, it's very difficult to understand. Where's the loig l'rosh? The woman is potter from Divrei Torah. The cotton is potter from Divrei Torah. Al koponim, there's a big shaila in this. The Maasef Kol HaMachnis, Hilchos Tzitzis, brings down in Simchat Gimel, Sif Gimel, or Yisdalot, he brings down a big machloikis achoinim, what the halacha would be. It's Nageya also, if one is not allowed to go past a mace with his tzitzis uncovered, so the same shaila, if the mace is an akeva or a cotton, what will the halacha be? Is he allowed to uncover his tzitzis then? That's a big shaila. We have a meiridical limud from this halacha. Rashi says, Hakel chayovim shehakel chayovim lesapabem, everyone is mechuyev to speak in Divrei Torah, and v'ameis doimim, v'havolei loig l'rosh. So we have here a very interesting situation. There's a chiyov min ha-Torah on every yid to speak for Divrei Torah. This is not a darabono. This is a chiyuv d'oraisin. There's many chiyuvim, the dibartabom, and then whatever you want. There's so many mitzvahs in the inyan of limud ha-Torah, and that is a mitzvah, Talmud Torah, keneged kula. And what is the, but if I speak in Divrei Torah, the mace is, has agmas nefesh, however we understand it. So we would say, I don't have any intent to chapel with you. I mean, he feels very sorry for the mace, but that's a poiter from mitzvahs limud ha-Torah. And the Gemara says that is a poiter. If this mitzvah will in any way hurt someone else, so you're poiter from the mitzvah. The mitzvah of limud ha-Torah was only given if it's not affecting someone else l'ra. If it's degrading someone, then you're poiter from the mitzvah. I saw a Meiridike Maise brought down that when Rabbi Kiveger became a chosn, so they were asking him by the Sheva Brochus, no, the chosn darshens by the Sheva Brochus. Stell sich vor, Rabbi Kiveger was something to hear. There was
There's one of the tshuvas Rabbi Akiva Eiger. You have to know who was invited to the Sheva Brachas. G'dayle Yadir, Rabbi Shaya Pik. It was a Meir Nika Sheva Brachas. So they were, Mavtze Rabbi Akiva Eiger, you should say something by the Sheva Brachas. He didn't say one word the whole Sheva Brachas. Meiridik. And there were people asking him. He didn't open up his mouth. Later they found out, why didn't he say anything? Because in the town there was another Sheva Brachas and another Chosin there. The other Chosin didn't have what to say. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger felt if he'll darshan by his Sheva Brachas, people will start comparing this Chosin to this Chosin, and Yena Chosin will have Agmas Nefesh. So therefore, Rabbi Akiva Eiger didn't speak by his Sheva Brachas. Aber kapon we have a moiridike mekeir to this anhoge from this Rashi. Hakel mechiyovim lesaper bedimrei teire. And if the Sipur and Divrei Teire will in any way degrade someone else, so then you're potter. According to the first Lashon, we say that Afke Divrei Teire is Osa, Abamili the Alme is Mutter. Now, let us try to understand the Memre of the first Lashon. Ein Oimrim Bifnei Hameis, Ella Dvorov shall make. So what are we saying? Einoimim b'fnei hameis means one doesn't say divrei teure b'fnei hameis. Mishum loig larosh. Dvorim b'teilim, you can talk. So we're not talking about dvorim b'teilim. So speaking about divrei teure. So what is Ella Dvorov shall make? I said einoimim b'fnei hameis, Ella Dvorov shall make. So it would seem Dvorov shall make means, the Rif says this pshat, that the Dvorov shel Meis means the Divrei Torah that the Mess once said. To repeat the Divrei Torah that the Mess once said, that one is permitted to do Bifnei HaMeis. Why? Because Chazal tell us, when one says over a Dvar Torah of a Mess, is Sivsoisov Doivavois Bekevel. So it's Ki'ilu, he's saying over what is being said. So then the Meis is not a Doimim. He's also speaking. If you say over Hishtik Teire, so Memele, he's not a daimim, he's also speaking. So there's no Laig L'Rosh. So that is Pshat in the first Memre. Ein Oimrim Divrei Teire Bifnei HaMes, Elo Dvorov Shel Mes, the Divrei Teire of the Mes, one is allowed to say, because the Divrei Teire of the Mes is no Laig L'Rosh. But Mili di Alma Bechlau is no Loyig Rosh. Mili di Alma, Rashi says, Shein Gnai Lemachish Bem Leslan Bo. There's no insult of a person doesn't speak Dvorim B'Teilim. So Memele, you're not insulting him in any way, but that you're speaking and he's not speaking. That is the first Loshen. The second Loshen of the Gemara says that Divrei Teire is also in Kolshkein Mili Dialma. So first of all, we have to understand it's Svaris Hafuchais. What the first one, if the Iser is als Loig L'Rosh, so there's a big difference between Divrei Teire and Mili Dialma. Divrei Teire is Loig L'Rosh, Mili Dialma is not Loig L'Rosh. The second Loshen says Divrei Teire Kolshkein. What's the Kolshkein? You hold Mili Dialma is also Osa, is also Osa. But how can you make a kolshkein? The Achreinim, the Chayfetz Hashem from the Achayim HaKodesh, the Liyarabe, say, Amoyredik Ipshat in the second Loshen. The second Loshen held that there's a tremendous difference between the first Loshen and the second Loshen. The first Loshen held the whole Isser is Dafke Teich Dalad Amoyso. You're standing in the Dalad Amos of the Mess, and you're speaking Divrei Teire, that's a slap in the face. Mili Daum is not a slap in the face. Chutz le Dalad Amos, you'll have to speak everything. You'll have to speak the Vrei Teire, you'll have to speak, Chutz le Dalad Amos, there's no Leig L'Rosh. The second Loshen held that this Isser of Dibur is Afilu Chutz le Dalad Amos. If the Isser of Dibur is Chutz le Dalad Amos, why is it also? There's no Leig L'Rosh then. So they say there's a new Isser. You have a meis, and it's mutal all of lekavroi. There's a mitzvah to be mekavarin, and you're talking about divrei teira. You're talking about other. You're ignoring the mess. You're being mesiach das from the mess. That's the yisur. If there's a mace that's mutal lefonov, you have to show your concern about the mess. So a few of you speak divrei Torah, but it seems you're not concerned about the mace. Not al tzloig l'rosh. We are speaking about that it's chutz l'dalad amish al ames. So there's no loig l'rosh. But even speaking in divrei Torah shows that you're not thinking about the tzolchei ames. You're doing something else. So the Gemara says, what about mili d'yalm? About the gemisa shouldn't be any etas. I'm going to speak about dvorim b'teilim. Why should you speak about dvorim b'teilim? You have no heta. So according to the second lashon, what will be pshat? Ein oimrim b'fnei ames elo dvorov shel meis means one is only allowed to speak about the tzolchei kvura. Though we have a new translation, the second lashon is a new mahalach in ganzen. The second lashon is speaking about chutz l'dalad ames. And the iser is nire kemisyayish min velo kavroi. Nire kemisyech das min ames. That's the iser of the second lashon. So according to the second lashon, divrei Torah zaseh kolshkin dvorim b'teilim, one is only allowed to speak ba'oisei cheder, only dvorov shel meis, things which are negeya the kvur of the meis. And with this we'll understand Taisvis. Taisvis says, ein oimrim b'fnei ha'meis elo dvorov shel meis. U'posek rav alfes mishum rav hai, davke divrei Torah, Avol dvorim ba'alme leslon bo. Rav Hai paskind according to the first lashon. V'davke ba'ar ba'alme shaloi. That's what Taisus is telling us. According to the first lashon, the only iser is only b'teich dalad amoisov. Because the iser is loig l'rosh. The whole iser of loig l'rosh is only teich dalad amoisov. According to the second lashon, it's also b'chol acheder. It's a different iser in ganzen. It's an iser. According to the second lashon, would be also b'chol acheder. That's why Taisus says we passed according to the first lashon. So only divrei Torah is also, and the isa only involves in divrei Torah teich dal da meisa and chutz dal da meisa v'tzmuta. The Gemara says further: V'David mitalgi de lelya havekoi. Miyuta havekoi. David HaMelech got up chatzois. He used to get up in the beginning of the night. Tachsiv kidamti v'aneshef ha'ashaveya. He got up in the beginning of the night and v'ashaveya used to scream. We'll see in a minute what the v'ashaveya is. Umimaidai neshef ultu. How do you know that neshef means night? Tachsiv b'neshef be'erev yoim be'ishoin laila v'afeilo. B'neshef means be'erev yoim when it becomes night be'ishoin laila v'afeilo. So we see neshef means night, the beginning of the night. Be'erev yoim, as soon as it becomes, when the from the day it becomes night. And here you say he got up. By chatzos, nisus kidamti vaneshe vasheveya. Omer Ravoishia, Omer Rabbi Ache, Ochi koma David. Mi oilom loy over alai chatzos lailo bishin. Not that he got up chatzos, not chatzos lailo okum loy, this is all he got up. He always was up by chatzos. Why? Because he got up, kidamti vaneshe vasheveya. Rabbi Zeira Omar, Ad chatzois lailo hoyo misnamnein kisus, mikan ve'eilach hoyo misgabo ka'ari. Taki David HaMelech was up already from the beginning of the night. But he wasn't fully awake. He was misnamnein kisus, mikan ve'eilach hoyo misgabo ka'ari. Ravashi Omar, Ravashi says a third parrot. Ad chatzos lailo hoya oisek b'divrei Torah. Mikan ve'ilach b'shirois v'shishbochis. Till chatzos, he was oisek b'divrei Torah. And afterwards, he was oisek b'shirois v'shishbochis. The Mefarshim ask, so we learn from the beginning of the night, that what it says from chatzos he was oisik b'shirois v'sishbochis. That's very good. It says chatzos laila okum lahoidois loch. So from chatzos he was oisik in haidah.
that includes Shirois v'Tishbochis. But if you say Kidamti v'Neshev Ashaveya, so L'Chayra Ashaveya is a lesson filler. So where does it say in the Pasuk that it was Oysed B'Toyre from the beginning of the night till Chatzos? It says Ashaveya. So the Divrei David says that the Mishnah says further, Rav Nechunya ben Akone said that Divrei Teire is, one should be mispalo before he starts learning. Shlayei ore tekol al yodi. Rav Nechunya ben Akone mispalo bechnisosoi. Shlayei ore tekol al yodi. That when he's learning, he should not make any mistake. There shouldn't be any michshel. So that is the seder. So this is merumis by the member of David HaMelech. Kidamti v'neshev asheveya. Before we started learning, he was mispalo. That shlo yeyoret hakol al yodi. He stopped learning by chatzos. Then he started. So then chatzos laila okam lahidis lacha. That is the hido. Alhaava, that he was eicha to learn Torah. The Mar asks further, v'neshev ultahu, is neshev night? You only have a problem, the neshev is night, and here he says, chapsi slay lokum oidus loch. Or neshev tzafru, the Gemara says neshev is morning. D'chsiv v'yakem David, meha neshev v'yad ha'ere. David HaMelech killed them mehaneshev at the Erev l'machosam. L'machosam means the day after they came, from the next day, they came one day, and from the next day, he was killing them mehaneshev at the Erev. My love, mitzafcho vad lelyo. It means from the morning to the night. So the Gemara says, loy me'ute v'yad ute. It means he started the mulchomeh the beginning of one night, and the Mulchama continued from one night to the second night. Meyulte v'yadulte. So the Gemara says if Neshev means evening, so the Pasuk should be consistent. Ihochi lichtoi meha Neshev v'yada Neshev. Oy meha erev v'ata erev. Why does the Pasuk say mina Neshev ad erev? So it would seem Neshev means the morning. Elo omarove trei nishpihabe. Neshev does not mean night and does not mean morning. Neshev is the time when the transition comes from morning, from day to night, and from night to day. So this transition occurs twice in the Meisles, twice in the 24-hour period. Neshev leilya va'osi yamame, when the time when night becomes day, and that's the pasuk vayakim David mehaneshev yad ha'ere. Neshev yemome v'osu leilya. And that's the kidamti vaneshev ha'shaveya. When the day becomes night, then it's kidamti vaneshev ha'shaveya. Let's see Rashi. V'shirois v'sishbochis v'hochi meforish v'hukra lohidois l'cho. L'moche rosom. The day after they first came to that mokim, so he started the mulchama. Hachi garsina. Ihachi lichtoiv meha neshev v'yad ha-neshev. Oy meha erev v'yad ha-erev. Why does the pasuk change the lashon? Elom ha-ravashi trei nishpi habe. There are two nishpi. Neshev yomame. So Rashi says the word neshev is a lashon of jumping. Kofatz va'olo, k'moy linshoif miduchte, one should jump from his place. K'moy ha'ibuke di atmo deshof miduchte de treife, miduchte treife. It's speaking about that a yerech went out of its place, the fiber went out of its place. So that is the two lashonis of Neshev. The David mihavi yoda palga de leilya. Now the Gemara asks a new shaila. It seems David HaMelech knew when Chatzos was. Chatzos laila okum lahidis lacha. So the Gemara asked, David mi aviyoda palge de lel ya emis? David knew when Chatzais was. Hashte Moshe Rabbeinu le aviyoda. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know. V'chsiv kachatzais alayla ani yoytzi b'soich Mitzrayim. When Moshe Rabbeinu repeated, this man of Makis Bechayre, so Moshe Rabbeinu was not definite. He said, kachatzais alayla, around Chatzais. My kachatzois, ilayim udom, aleikut shebarichu kachatzois. Could you say that the Rebbein Shalom told them, kachatzois, miikos veike kami shemaya? By, there's no suffix by the Rebbein Shalom. El udom alei bachatzois. He, the Rebbein Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu, bachatzois. Ba'osei iu ba'oma kachatzois. And he said, kachatzois. Because he didn't know. Alma misafkele. He didn't know. Let us see Tosfos. The fourth Tosfos. Va'ase iyu va'ama kachatzos. Bein Taimer, Tosfos asks, even though Moshe Rabbeinu did not know when chatzos was, mikol mokim leina b'chatzos, k'moshe amru loy min ha-shemayim. The emes amru loy. That's true. If the Rabbeinu Shalom told him that Makis b'chayres will be b'chatzos alayla, so let him tell them it's going to be b'chatzos. That's for sure it's going to be chatzos alayla. So why did he have to tell them b'loshen sofik? V'yishloimish le'rotzo lo'ima lem dovosh le'yayayocho lahareis u'lohichiyach im yishaluloi. He says he didn't want to put himself in a pickle. That means that he says it's going to be chatzos, and they're going to ask him, no, is it chatzos? Now he wouldn't know what to answer. So in order to avoid being cornered and not knowing what to say, so he told them that the Rebbein Shalom said kachatzos, that he couldn't pinpoint him. So we're holding by Akasha now. Moshe Rabbeinu did not know when chatzos was, and David HaMelech did know. So there's a very interesting Pnei Yeshua. The Pnei Yeshua says, we learned yesterday, that the Gemara says there are, Gemara gives three simonim when we can be makir. The Seif HaShemura Rishayne, the Chatzos, the first Lashon was Chatzos, and then the HaShemura Shlishis. So Akoponim, there's a simon of Klovim Tzayakim. The Gemara said, Rabbi Lezer said, that if a person wants to know when the HaShemura saw, there's a simon on this world. A person wants to know when Chatzos was, so there's a simon on this world. So what's the kunst? So he says there's a pasha to teretz. By Moshe Rabbeinu, it says, a kol kelev lo yechatz l'shoinai. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have a kelev. So therefore, here to say, kachatzos. By David HaMelech, they were clothing already. So David HaMelech could say, chatzos laila akum lohivis l'cho. So what's the problem? David the Melech was better off than Moshe Rabbeinu. He had klavim. So what's the shaila of the Gemara? That's the Pnei Yeshua's akasha. So the Pnei Yeshua says, there are two lashainas in the Gemara. The second lashon holds that it is not going on chatzos. We said over machloikis of Pnei Yeshua seems to hold that the second lashon holds is only going on the Seif HaShemuris, the Seif HaShemuris Rishayne, Seif HaShemuris Shni, and Seif HaShemuris Shlishis. So from the klavim we can only find out when the Seif HaShemuris Shni is. But Chatzos you can't find out. So Mamelas of the Gemara is Amir Vikikasha. How could you say that David HaMelech knew and Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know? A Kaponim, the Gemara seems to hold that it's a very difficult thing to know when Chatzos was. If Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know. The Divrei Shaul explains, he brings from the Zohar HaKadosh that the night is divided into two Chalokim. The first half of the night, till Chatzos, there's Shoilet Midas HaRachman. From Chatzos, there's Shoilet Midas HaDin. And the split second of Chatzos is Shoilet Midas HaRachman and Midas HaDin. And therefore it was very necessary that Makas Bechayre should be in this split second. Because there were two Midas Shoilet, there was a Midas Adin on the Mitzrayim, the Midas Harachmim on the Bechayrim. So therefore, one needed the split second of Chatzos,
which has both midas in it, midas adin and midas harachmi. So that split second is very difficult to be Mishaya. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know it. Al Kaponim, so the Gemara asked, how could David HaMelech know it? That's the Shaila.
So the Gemara answers, David Simna Havalai.
David had a Simen. The Omar Rav Ache Babizna Omar Rav Shimon Chaside Kiner Oyetoloi Lamaila Mimitosoi Shal David. There was a harp or a violin over the mita of David HaMelech. V'kiven shi'igiyach atzois laylo, bo ruach tzefoynis v'noi sheves boy, u'menage me'eylo.
The ruach tzefoynis starts blowing alone.
Chatzois, mamish chatzois, u'menage me'eylo. So the kinner of David was put in such a way that when the Ruach Tzofen came, it started being menaged.
Miyad hoya oimed va'oisig b'toyre ad sha'ola amudashachar.
That's the Chatzais Laila okum lahidais l'cho. So that's how he knew when Chatzais was. L'chayre, this Gemara is very shver. Before we learned that the Gemara said how David occupied himself at night, so the Gemara said the first half of the night he learned, and the second half he said, Shireis v'sishbocheis. And the Gemara says, Chatzais laila okum lahidis lecho. And here the Gemara says, that David HaMelech given shigia chatzais laila, so boru achzefoinis, b'nei shevis boy,
he was Isaac B'Teira from Chatzais. The Gemara, the Pasuk says, Lahaydis Lacha. He wasn't Isaac in Teira, he said, Shiris V'Shishbachis.
So I found Rabbi Yonis in Zechayna Lebroche says, wants to say, Ashtikol Taine and Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner. The Medrash says that David HaMelech was Mespalo, that when a person says Tillim, it should be Choshev Ki'ilu Oisik B'Negoyim V'Yoholis. That David HaMelech wanted that his Tillim should have a Cheshivis of Negoyim V'Yoholis, of Oisik B'Toyre. Chaim V'Lozhin Nefesh HaChaim says, the Medrash says he was Mespalo for that, but it doesn't say Ergitz that Rabbi Shalom was Maskim. He wanted it to be considered like Negoyim V'Yoholis, but that was his Tillim. So Rabbi Yonis in Zechayim Levoche says in this Gemara it says he was Nene. Because the Gemara says he was Isaac B'Teira. And he wasn't Isaac B'Teira. He was saying Tillet. Ushiris V'Sish Bochais. So you see from the Gemara Take that he was Nene B'Tfilosai. And the person who says Tillim is Ki'ilu Haya Isaac B'Negoim V'Yeholos. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says,
Moshe Rabbeinu said kachatzois, lefi shaloi hoyo yoideya lechavin asho, lahamid dvoro b'shas hameure.
He didn't know exactly when chatzois was, he said kachatzois. Kiner oyetoloi lemailo mimitosoi.
There was a kiner over his bed, in the kovov letzad sofein. Exactly what that means I don't know, in the kovov of a kiner.
Kimin sheigia chatzais alayla ruach tzefoynis menasheves boy.
So the ruach tzefoynis started blowing in the kinnah. The Omar Amar, al baruchais menashvois b'chol yoyim v'yoy.
There are four ruches which blow alone each in the day.
So you divide the day into four parts. Shei shois rishayne shol yoyim menasheves ruach mizrochis malay chachamo.
The first 6 hours is the Ruach Mizrochi.
Sheish Achoynis, Ruach Deroymis.
Betchilus HaLayla, Ruach Marovis.
Bachatzais HaLayla, Ruach Tzefoynis.
So Chatzais, the Ruach Tzefoynis blows along.
Taisvis, Ruach Tzefoynis min HaShevis, Peirish Levado.
It blows along.
Vamrin Bepek Layach, Bashinim min HaShevis, Im Kol Echot V'Echot.
It blows together with the other ruches. When it blows alone, that was the koyach to activate the kinaya of David HaMelech.
The Yalkut Eliezer says a meiridike vote al pi drush,
and he brings the Medrash, when the Medrash relates this Maisa, so the Medrash adds on a little bit. The Medrash says, Chaloin hoya lemaila mi tosei shel David HaMelech. There was a window, because without a window you can't get the Ruach Tzofen. So there was a window, and in the window the Ruach Tzofen used to come in, and that's the Chatzos Laila Okum Lohoides Lecha. So he says, Laila is merumes, mentioned before, Bafrat Chatzos Laila is merumes, and the Toikif Hadin and the Toikif of Tzores. And that's Poshet Pshat Chatzos Laila, that is the Toikif Hadin, and David HaMelech. If a person learns Nach, one can see if a person had Tzores, that was David HaMelech. Mamish, a life full of Tzores. From Shol, from Avsholim, and another Tzores, he didn't have a pleasant life, David HaMelech. Chatzos Laila Okum, so David HaMelech said, that in this man of the Tzores, Okum Lohoidis Lecha Al Mishpatei Tzidkecha. He was Matzdik the Mishpat. There's Mishpat, and Okum Lohoidis Lecha. He was Moide on the Mishpat. Until him it says, Ba'ashem Mahalel, Belekim Mahalel. Sai, when there's a Midas HaRachmim, there was Hillel of David, and Sai, when there was a Midas HaDin. Now, that what the Gemara says, there was a Kinner, and the Kinner became activated to the Ruach Tzofen that came to the Chaloyim. So the Yalkut Eliezer says that in the greatest Tzoreh, there was always a window of hope. Tzofen, that means morav tuvcha shel tzofanta l'rayecha. In the Ra, in the Chatzos Laila, he was able to see the Toiv, that's tzofun, that's hidden in the Ra. And he was able to sing on that. That was the Kinoil. By visualizing the Ruach Hatzofun b'seicha mishpat, by seeing the Toiv in the Ra that the Rabbeinu Shloilam is doing to him, he was able lahoydes lecha, and that was this mirais that came out of this kinner, it was Ma'orer David, afilu in the greatest man of Tzoreh. Given she'ola amud ha'shachar, nichnesu chachme Yisrael etzloi. Here the Gemara is telling us, agavuche, why did David HaMelech have to be so stingy on his sleep, Chatzos Laila Okum, Kidamti Veneshev HaShaveya. Chmeina, let him be Oiskerut, learn by day. By day he was a melech. There was no time at all to learn by day. Kivin Sha'ola Amud HaShachar, before the Neitz HaCham already, there was knocking on the door. They didn't want to wake him up. So Al Kaponim, he used the night to learn. That was the only time he could learn. By day he was busy, he was fearing a meluche. Es kiven sha'ola amud ha'shacha, nichnesu chachme Yisrael etzlo. Omru loy, adoineinu ha'melech, amcha Yisrael tzrichen parnos. Yidn need parnos. It's a problem. So David HaMelech said, luchu v'isparnesu ze mize. So, be mefarnes one from the other. Amru loy ein ha-koymitz mazbiya es-ho-ari ve-ein ha-boyer mismalei milchuyosi. We'll see Rashi in Tosfish Pshat. Amru lahem, so it seems that Klal Yisrael could not support themselves from themselves. They needed an outside source of support in Tanosa. Amru lahem, luchu v'pishtu yideichem b'gdut. So you have to go and capture other lands. Miyad, so there was a seder what to do. Yai atzim b'achisoifel. First they went to Achisoifel, and Achisoifel should tell them the practical eitzes, how to go about the Muhammad. V'nimlochim b'Sanhedrin. Then they went to the Sanhedrin. Why did they go to the Sanhedrin? So Rashi says, Neutlim mehen rishus kidei she yispalalu aleihem. Amayre de kezach, they didn't come ask a shayla. They went to the Sanhedrin, they're going out to the Muhammad, so they need schusim. So they went to Sanhedrin, should be mispalal.
that Teres Kenan brings a raya that the minig is that before a person goes away on a journey, he goes to another Godel to get a broche. The raya is from this Gemara over here. They went Mulchome, they went to the Sanhedrin, she is Palulu Aleim. A person is Nichnas and Amokim Sakone. So, you ask for a tzvila before. B'nim Lachim B'Sanhedrin. V'shay Alim B'Urim V'Tumim. And then they ask the Urim V'Tumim if they'll be Matzliya. Omar Rav Yosef Maikro, where do we see this Seder in the Pasuk? It says in the Pasuk, V'achrei Achisoyful, after Achisoyful, B'noyohu Ben Yoyodo. So they went to B'noyohu Ben Yoyodo, he was the Rosh HaSanhedrin. Ve'ev Yoso. And then they went, Av Yossi was the Kohen Gadol. That was the Urim V'Tumim. The Sartzvol HaMelech Yoyov, the Sartzvol HaMelech, he was Yoyov. Achisoyful ze Yoyit. Achisoyful was the Yoyit of David. V'cheinu oimer v'atzas achisoyful ashe yoatz b'yomim ahem kashe yishal ish b'dvar olikim. The Eitzah of achisoyful one could trust as the way one trusted in the Urim V'Tumim. V'noyo ben yoyodo ze Sanhedrin. V'yosor eilu Urim V'Tumim. He was the Kohen that he was shayl on the Urim V'Tumim. V'cheinu oimer v'noyo ben yoyodo that was the Sanhedrin. Ala kreisi vi ala pleisi. That was before the Urim V'Tumim. This is how Rashi learns. The lama nikro shmom kreisi u pleisi. Why were the Urim V'Tumim called kreisi u pleisi? Kreisi she kursim divrayim, pleisi she mufloim v'divrayim. Let us see Rashi. En haber mismalei michu yosoi. The Rashi says, "Ha'oike chuye mi boir korui, v'choizer u'mashlichoi l'soichoi, ein mismalei bekach." Now, first of all, we have to understand what is the exact translation of a chuya. Chuyas ha'boir. So there are really two translations of a chuya. One translation that would seem Rashi held like this, chuya is called the walls of the boil. That's called the chulyas haboil. So Rashi is saying, if one wants to fill up the boil, he has a cavity, he has a cholol, he wants to fill it up, so he'll fill up the cavity by digging out from the sides of the boil. So he'll never get filled up, because he's filling up in one place, so he's taking away from another. That's the poshib shat in Rashi. Ein mismale bekach. Afkan, imeim ato, meichin leniyim, shebonu mezoinis mimokemacher, if you will not shtel zu, tiraniyim mezoinis mimokemacher, ein onim yecheilim lefarnes on mishalats meinu. We, our resources are not sufficient to the mimefarnes taniyim. Ein aboer mismale michu yosot. Let us see taste. Ve'ein ha'boir mismalei michu yosoi. So Taisus seemed to have a different girs in Rashi. Taisus brings down from Rashi, Perish Rashi, im yachboir. If a person will dig out a boir, v'yachzer bo yaforoi, and he'll put back the offer that he took out, lo yehei molei. So the boir cannot fill itself up with the dirt that was taken out. And this pshat Tosfos asks Akasha b'teime, Dein ani dein doime l'raya, Shrei lo hoya oime lem el alito min ashirim v'litin l'aniyim. He said, he did not say that they should support themselves, the aniyim should support themselves. He said you should take from a different mocker. According to Rashi's pshat, the way Tosfos says pshat in Rashi, so it's a different story. The way Rashi says, take, so you're filling up the hole from a different source. But it's ein mismalei. That also won't fill up. But according to Taisvip Shad, it seems he's taking the source of the cholol and filling it up again. It could be Taisvip learned there's a second shot in chulya. Chulya means they used to take out the dirt from the boyer, and they used to make a ridge around the boyer. So the wall around the boyer, on top of the boyer, was called the chulya. So then you're taking the same dirt and filling it back. So it could be that's how Taisvip learned shot in Rashi.
Umafarish Rabbeinu Tam Michuyosai, a different shot. Michuyosai means that Mimikoiroi, Minivyosai, Kloimer Ein Haber Mismalei Minamayim Anoivim Boy. If you have a Mayon that's going in the Boyer will never fill itself up from that Mayon. But the safety yoish ain't a bear mismala lo mechuyose elm kein moishchen loy mayim mitzabach. So it means chuyose is a taich, the mayim that's going into the boil. The ri perish in this pshat and the ri is really like Rashi's pshat. Shim tachper mitzad ze, if you'll dig on one side, but taniach mitzabach, loy temale, shema shenoysen kan, chosa kan. So you'll be taking away from the Ashirim. Al Kaponim, you'll never be able to satisfy everyone. There's a Meir de Kevot from the Ponim Yofis, the Baal HaFloh. The HaFloh says pshat in this Gemara as follows. That they came to David HaMelech and they told them there's a problem. That there's a Niyim. They don't have Panoseh. So he said, L'chu v'hispanusu zeh mizeh. So L'chu, it's a very interesting lashon. Each one should make panoseh from the other one. L'chayre, the danim are getting panoseh from the ashirim, but the ashirim are getting panoseh from danim. So what did David HaMelech say? L'chu v'hispanusu zeh mizeh. So the Ponim Yofis says, Chazal tell us, yoyser mima shebalabayis oyser im ha'oni ha'oni oyser im ha'balabayis. That the Balabais is getting more profit than the Oni is getting. So he says, Fakel. So he told them, Amayavik a formula. Chluchuvi is found us so zem izeh. You'll be giving and you'll be getting. So wonderful. No problems. So they told him, Eina koimitz masbiya esari. So he says, that you sought. That Yidin can take care of themselves, that depends on the attitude, how the money is giving. If it's given with Nedivis Halev, then you're right. Is Yoisi Mabasha Balabayis, Yoisi Mabasha Oni Mikabu Mabalabayis, Abalabayis is Mikabu, the Balabayis is getting, the Oni is getting, and everyone will be satisfied. He said, but they don't give, they give the Kamtsonim. You have to ring out, till you ring out some money from them, it's a bit of a zach. So whatever they give, Eina Koimitz Masbiya Esari, since it's given Mitoich Kamtsonus, it's not giving me toich nedivis alei. So say the aniyim are not zufrieden because it's given the way the oven is given. Then aber mismalei michul yosai. Like this, they could become mismalei from what they're giving. Because yoisim imasha balabayis, oisaloni oni oisim abalabayis. But since it's given, bederech kamtsonus, so it's not an eitzah. Rashi further. Ye'atzim b'chisoyful eiza berech yelchu b'haich yetzibu had which way they should go b'haich yetzibu matzov u'mashchis v'tarsisei marov mulchoma how they should set up the mulchoma v'nim lochim b'sanhedrin noitle mehem rishus k'day she'yispallu alayim v'she'alim b'urim v'tumim v'eastu yurim v'tumim im yatzlichu. Hachi garsin in micro, where do we see this in the Pasuk? V'achi achi soifu, b'no yo ben yo yodo, v'v yoso, v'satzvo la melech yoyev, achi soifu, ze yoyev. No yo ben yo yodo, ze sanhedrin, shoho yo abezn, he was the abezn. Reino oimel, b'no yo ben yo yodo, ala kreisi v'ala pleisi. Rishayn v'koydem lehem, he was before ev yoso, shebetchilo noitlem rishus, from Nayo ben Yayoda. V'achakach shoyolim im yatzlichu from the crazy you place it. V'avyoso eilu ulim v'tumim shekol yimei David ha'yanishal be'avyoso ad mulchemes avsholim. Till the mulchoma of avsholim she'eshoal avyoso v'loi also loi v'shoal tzadik v'also loi yes tzadik ha'koin and he was nanin ulim v'tumim k'demrinin b'say d'roilom nistalik oz min ha'kohunim. They called crazy placeim shekersim as divrayim shaimrim dvorim ktsuvim ugemurim shloyifchesu b'loy yisifu. They say dvorim ktsuvim and satzvol amelach yoyim lahoylech anshei amelchama.